Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio. Always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of The 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books, had our books translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. If you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I would like to thank our listeners for making the Millionaire Mentorship Show the number one new program on the Bashani Radio Network with over 2 million listeners. With listeners like you, nothing is impossible. Keep up the good work. Keep on listening, sharing, and subscribing. Our topic for today is how to be more persistent. We picked that topic kind of as a follow-up. Last week, we talked about picking up the pieces. And one of the things that we know about picking up the pieces to start over, to start going in the direction of your dreams, is that persistence is the key. I'll start with a quote from Harriet Beecher Stowe. And the quote says, "When you get into a tight spot and everything goes against you, until it seems you cannot hold on a minute longer, never give up then, for that is just the place and time that the tide will turn." Wow. When you're in a tight place and it looks like nothing is going your way, this is the time and place to plug in, to keep hanging in there so that things will change. Another quote that I love is that persistence guarantees that results are inevitable. Persistence guarantees that results are inevitable. So let's talk a little about persistence. Persistence is that one trait that virtually all successful people have in common. It is the sustained effort, and I'm going to say that again. It is the sustained effort that you must acquire to induce faith in your particular endeavor. In other words, through persistence, you induce and strengthen your own faith in whatever you are doing, whatever you are attempting to achieve. Your persistence is really a measure of your faith in yourself. It is also a measure of your faith in your skill and in your abilities. The more persistent you are about achieving a particular outcome, the greater your belief in yourself and the greater the possibility that you will achieve it. Without persistence, you will not be successful. I'll say that again. Without persistence, you will not be successful. Each of us is endowed with the power of persistence. Sometimes we use this power in the wrong direction. You know, people can be persistent about failure. I mean, literally, whatever you expect, whatever you seek will be seeking you. So some people are persistent about failure. So persistence must be combined with intelligence. There's the old adage, if at first you don't succeed, then try and try again. But that really has to be modified to say, if first you don't succeed, try and try again, but try in new and better ways. Apply intelligence and experience to each new trial. Don't get bogged down being persistent about things that do not work. Sometimes our ego will make us continue to do something that's not working for some reason. And so don't get bogged down being persistent in using the wrong methods, persistent in following a course of action that does not work. Persistence is much more rewarding when you look at it from fresh eyes and try new and better things. When you are persistent, the law of averages begins to work in your favor. You know, someone once said that the universe is harmonic. There's the good, there's the positive. There are wins and there are losses. There's yeses and there's nos. In sales, we often say, let me go through the nos to get a yes. And what it really says is that if you persist in whatever endeavors you are pursuing, that you can literally wear out the nos. You can literally make the law of averages work for you and get the results you desire. So if there are positive and negative experiences, you just have to go through them all to get to the ones you want. You know, the thing that makes people quit is when they don't believe, when they don't have faith. If I give you a bucket of oysters and I tell you that there is a pearl in one of those oysters, and you believe me, then whether you have to open 10 or 100, you will do it because you know that the goodies are there. You know that the pearl is there. So whatever your goals in life, whatever endeavors you're undertaking, you have to know that it's possible. You have to know that you can get the right results. Case closed. When you have that kind of faith, you cannot fail. When you get to the end of your rope, you know, many times we'll be engaged in experiences and things that do not work, and we want to quit. But when we get to the end of our rope, tie a knot in it and hang on. Persistence is also an expression of your will to win. It's an expression of your will to do, to be, to have whatever you're seeking. When we think about this, your will, and I like to go beyond your will, your intention. Your intention is to achieve a certain objective. And so the will is like the energy form as a foundation of your intention. And so the stronger your will, and that will is that moment-to-moment awareness of your desire. You know, we often say when you write your goals in sensory terms so that you can feel it, you can smell it, you can taste it. Well, these are the things that really stimulate your will and stimulate your desire. And so your ego expresses itself, example, as I am, I have, I will. And so the idea of persistence means that you must be so centered on that which you're seeking that you literally become harmonic and magnetic with yourself so that whatever you are seeking, you are radiating such an energy and such a vibration that you literally attract whatever you're speaking into your space, into your life. Wow. Your will gives you the power to persist when all indications and appearances say you cannot win. Let me say that again. Your will gives you the power to persist when all indications and all appearances say you cannot win. That's a powerful statement, folks, because that will, that desire is the thing that keeps you going. It's the thing that kept Thomas Edison going. When he failed, some say 5,000, some say 10,000. But let me tell you, whether you fail 5,000 or 10,000 times, it does not matter. What matters is that he continued. And so your will is what gives you that power to persist when all else fails. Your will also can see something from a higher space. Can you imagine yourself in a forest and all you see around you are trees and brush and branches, and I can see you saying, I don't see my goal. Sometimes we'll be surrounded in the forest of disappointment and failure. And all we can see around us is disappointment and failure, the tree of failure, the bush of disappointment. Well, your will has the ability to rise up above the trees so that you can see the mountain that lies beyond the trees. Your will is that spiritual connection between you and you, I'll call it the divine source, the source from which we all come. And so your will now can see beyond appearances to the absolute truth of what you're really about. Johann Schiller said that man is made great or little by his own will. You will yourself to success. You will yourself to greatness. We often say, well, if it's that simple, then why do people give up? Why don't people always persist and get the desires of their lives? People give up and quit because they don't have the will to win. So that's why this will is so important. When you don't have the will to win, that then undermines the faith in yourself. Where there's no will, there's no faith. When you have no faith in yourself, then that says you have no faith in your abilities. But it also says you have no faith in your source. You see, if we all believe that we are put here for a purpose, a good purpose, a divine purpose, an important purpose, that when we don't have that will to accomplish that purpose, we're saying we don't have the faith. We don't have what it takes. Persistent people begin their success journey where others end in failure. There's so many times that you'll want to throw in the towel, but the fact that you don't do it, the fact that you strike another blow, is what takes you to success. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Even when you encounter adverse conditions, even when you encounter disappointments and failures, your will can help you reformulate that, take a new approach to that, so that adverse conditions and failures motivate you to try even harder. You have to see yourself bigger than the things that are trying to stop you, stronger than the obstacles that confront you. You have to convert stumbling blocks to stepping stones. The key is persistence. That will to win, that desire to win, that struggle to win is what gives you the power to overcome all things. So if persistence is so powerful, if persistence is that quality, that habit that you have, how do you develop the habit of persistence to such a high level that you cannot fail at anything? This is a great time to pause for the cause. So we'll be right back after some messages that can change your life. This is Dr. Herbert Harris. You know, it's graduation time again. From high school, college, trade schools, It's time to give the perfect gift, the gift that keeps on giving. Get an autographed copy of the 12 Universal Laws of Success for your loved ones. For only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, you not only get the 204-page book, but you also get over $100 in bonuses, including the workbook, audios, 12 affirmation poster, and much more. Go to www.12ULS.com. That's www.12ULS.com and get your perfect gift. You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. And now, back to our lesson on how to be more persistent in your life, to make your life the way you want it to be. 8 ways to develop the habit of persistence. And for those of you who have a copy of our book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success, we're looking at the 11th universal law, the law of persistence. And so if you don't have your copy of the book, be sure to go to www.12ULS.com and get your copy of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. So 8 ways to develop the habit of persistence. Number one, to have a clearly defined, internalized vision of your purpose and a burning desire for its realization. You see, we have to always see ourselves as important elements, important parts of the wheel of life. Life is a great symphony, and each one of us has a part to play. Each one of us has a note to play in the symphony of life. There is no person ever created that is not important to life, to creation. And so this clearly defined internalized vision of your purpose is really what fuels your will. If your purpose is not clearly defined, in other words, if your reason for being, if that which you want to be, do, and have, if your reason for being on this planet is not clearly defined, then you cannot generate the personal power needed to hang tough and keep rolling. And so, to our listeners, take time to sit down and go into that silence, that meditative state, and really focus on your purpose, asking yourself, why am I here? What important things do I have to do for the world? What are my unique talents? Because you really have to have that clear vision of your purpose. Because with no purpose, you're like a ship without a rudder. Each of us has a purpose. Has nothing to do with education, finances, success, but has only to do with the purpose of your being born. Number two, to analyze your vision. So for example, you take a Mother Teresa. Her vision was to heal the sick, comfort the suffering, no matter where they were. So step two with a purpose like that, step two is to analyze that vision and break it down into specific goals. And so for you listening today, what is your vision? Perhaps your vision is to create, as Thomas Edison, to create massive wealth. That may be a fine vision. Then what are the goals to help you get there? Well, probably you have to have a means to create income to take care of your family. And you probably need to have a business, a way to generate income. You have to diagnose what it is, a product, a service, or something you can trade to the world exchange to create income. The idea is whatever your vision is of your purpose, to break it down into specific goals. If your goal is to teach, there's some people who, I know my mom and my aunt were great teachers. They loved teaching. And so if that was their vision, to see themselves standing in front of the classroom teaching, then their goals might be to first get graduate from high school with great honors, to attend college, to graduate from college, to attend teaching university, to get degrees in teaching, to get a job doing practice teaching, to get certified, to get your license. In other words, that whatever that vision is for yourself, to break it down into doable steps. Your goals are the stair steps to your vision. And your vision is your present manifestation of your purpose. Number three, have a definite plan expressed in continuous action to achieve each one of your goals. I think this is where the rubber hits the road, folks. If you don't have a definite plan, it's like attempting to bake a chocolate cake, a yellow cake with chocolate icing. You have to have a recipe to make that cake come out right. The reason you have cookbooks is because they are tried and true recipes that if you follow these recipes, you get desired results. Well, in our lives, a plan is just that specific, that if you don't have a written, actually a day-to-day plan of action, then any goal that you state will probably not be achieved. These step-by-step activities that will help you function on a daily basis, and if you achieve each daily goal, then the other goals are automatically taken care of. Life is lived in the now. And so if moment to moment you achieve your goals, you execute your plan to achieve your goals, then at the end of the day, at the end of the week, at the end of the year, whatever that cycle is for that goal, you will achieve it. When you have a plan, don't stop for rest and reward too soon. Many of us have a tendency to want to pat ourselves on the back just because we got the first base. Okay. Yeah. First base is important because you can't score unless you get on first base. But don't start patting yourself on the back too soon. You got to keep going and growing until you realize your goals. Number four, put the power of the mastermind to work for you. Have a friendly alliance with one or more people who encourage you to follow through with your plans, who encourage you to pursue your purpose. Folks, this is probably one of the most critical steps in creating great success. The mastermind principle says that when two or more are gathered on one accord, I am among them. And I am is like a third mind, the creative mind. That anytime you get together with another person on one accord, you create literally a third person, another entity, another vibration that's more powerful than the sum of the two. One plus one is more than two. And when you have that friendly alliance, sometimes we call it a mastermind alliance. Sometimes we may call it an accountability alliance. But a relationship with other people so that you can bounce ideas off them, who support what you do. Many times the other person there is there simply to say, it's okay. You got knocked down, but you didn't get knocked out. It's okay. Get back up. You can do it. Sometimes the other person may be just the greatest cheerleader in the world, but you have to have that. If you don't have that other person, those people around you who believe in you, then you're missing a powerful source of relationship and a powerful source of energy. Number five, decide once and for all that failure is just a temporary pause and not a destination. That failure is a dress rehearsal for success. That to fail proves that you're trying. That every failure is a lesson to be learned. Anytime things don't work out for you, ask yourself, what is the lesson that I must learn from this? If this thing that I attempted to do did not work, if it failed, then what is the lesson? Maybe the lesson is that you need to work better. Maybe the lesson is you need to be more organized. Maybe the lesson is you need to clean house. Sometimes when you fail and things don't work, it's a sign that you need to clean house. Get rid of some bad ideas. Get rid of some negative people. Get rid of some bad habits. But the idea is that whatever it is, failure is always a dress rehearsal for success, and it is a process that you must grow through. You notice I said grow through to go to your vision, your dream, and your purpose. It's not how many times you stumble down. It's the number of times you pick yourself up off the ground and keep moving on to meet your goals. Number six, to realize that something for nothing is an illusion. Everything of value requires that you put forth effort to attain it. The only place that success comes before work is in the dictionary. When we recognize that there's no such thing as something for nothing, then when things come our way, it should come our way because we have created that vibration within ourselves based on our energy, our efforts, our goals, and our plan that we attracted into our space. When people obtain things that they did not work for, that they like the lottery winners, there's been a study that a large percentage of the people who hit the lottery are broke within 10 or 11 years or less, I think within 7 years, no matter how much money they got. So how's that possible? Because that something for nothing attitude. Sometimes you're blessed with something, a windfall. But then when that happens, to look at it as priming the pump. If this good came to you, then this really obligates you now to raise your level of consciousness to be congruent with that which you receive. There's some people that they hit the lottery and they get these blessings, and that's all they needed to keep going because they are able to bring their consciousness to a level that was congruent with that which they had received. They put the work in, they just did it after the prize. Number seven, stop wishing your life away. Stop wishing your life away. Start doing what must be done to achieve the desired results in your life, to achieve your goals. Operative word, doing. Change your wishbone to a backbone. Have faith in yourself, in the Creator, in your vision, in your purpose. There's a beautiful saying, it says, it's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog. You see, your desire, your willpower can neutralize everything else around you, every obstacle, every challenge. So when we say change your wishbone to a backbone, to instead of saying, I wish I can do it, say, it is done. Muhammad Ali said, I am the greatest. He didn't ask anybody. He didn't look for validation. He made that proclamation. And so for us, for the listeners here, whatever it is that you want to be, do, and have, say that that is me. I am that. If it's a great teacher, I am a great teacher. If it's a multimillionaire, I am a multimillionaire. If it's a great speaker, I am the greatest speaker. That whatever you put after I am, you are. But it takes action. And finally, number eight, to do it now. You see, each moment, each second is a gift from the Creator, a gift given individually and personally to you. Think of the parable of the talents. life is like receiving a talent every moment. I think there are 86,400 seconds in a day. And so you're receiving 86,400 talents in each and every day. Do you hide them by not using them, by procrastinating, or do you use each second of every day to go for it, to choose, to act, to pursue your dreams and pursue your goals? See, nothing ever happens tomorrow. The only time that truly matters, the only power that you really have, is the power over now. Practice persistence in all that you do, and desired results will come to you. So let us recap these 8 ways to develop the habit of persistence so that you can put these habits into action and become persistent in achieving all that you desire. Number 1, have a clearly defined internalized vision of your purpose and that burning desire for its realization. Number 2, to analyze your vision, break it down into specific goals. Number 3, have a definite plan to achieve those goals expressed in continuous action. Number 4, have a friendly alliance with one or more people who encourage you, who lift you up, who help you follow through with your plan. Number 5, decide once and for all that failure is just a temporary pause and not a destination. To look at failure is success waiting to happen. Number 6, realize that something for nothing is an illusion. That everything in life, everything of value, requires effort. You can do the effort on the front side to create it, or you can do the effort on the back side to build your consciousness to be commensurate with that which you received. Number 7, stop wishing your life away. Convert your wishbone to a backbone, to always be ready to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to achieve your goals, to realize your vision. And then finally, be totally committed to do it now. To ask yourself the question, what is the best use of my time right now when I consider my goals, my vision, and my purpose, and to act accordingly? When you can do that, you will be persistent in achieving your goals. You will be persistent in building your faith in yourself, in your skills, in your source, in your dreams. When you're persistent, nothing can stop you from achieving your purpose, realizing your goals, and becoming one with your destiny. Always knowing that the best is yet to come. Remember, we are where we are because of the decisions we make and the actions we take. Choose success. Choose wealth. Choose health. We each have the ability to create the lives we desire by changing our thoughts, our feelings, our habits, and our associations. Choose the life you desire in your thoughts. Feel the life you desire in your feelings. Cultivate the habits that support the life you desire and surround yourself with people who love you, inspire you, lift you up, and help you create the life of your dreams, knowing that the best is yet to come. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, and you are tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. See you next week.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio and iHeart Radio.
Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bishani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.